Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Another episode of Love and Hip Hop. Wretched Mondays in the house. Grapes of Wrath is the name of the episode. But of course, that just means everybody's drunk. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, gonna get me shot on the panel, bro. Craig Walker.
See Walker to it. Oh, man. You already know what it is. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Love and Hip Hop. It's your boy, Lim Gonzalez. We got Young Jock on the tunes.
Young Jock, this album was hot.
This album was hot.
I was telling you back in the day,
I used to dance on bar tops.
It's the only single I know of his.
No. You had
kinda.
You had Patron.
How'd I go?
You had the Patron. Oh man.
Yeah, don't remember.
I can't. No, it's because this is playing. But you had the Patron joint. You had the Dope Boy Magic. When I lose, turn it work, turn it turn, turn it magic. How you do that? I call it Dope Boy Magic.
Okay.
And then you had that album was
so
hot.
That album was lit.
It was. And then you had Flip Flop, which I don't know how y'all did it over here, but in South Carolina it was Flip Flop, Candy Drop, MJ's with the socks, Dope Boys,
Dead Fresh,
Chevy on my head. How you feel? I feel good. Chrome sauce with the leather in the wood. We used to listen to that air. Like, that was
Shout out to him, though.
Oh, wait, we playing it right now.
You see it.
I know you see it.
Can these bitches from the club? And then he had that sex song with I think it was Marcus Houston singing on the hook.
No.
And it was like, it was called First Time. That's what it was called.
That was the same album.
That was Young Jock's song, wasn't it?
No, that was Young Jock's song. That was all Young Jock. I'm telling you, that album was fire.
Pre-Love and Hip Hop.
Where you at, Young Jock? Come back.
Like, yeah, no more music.
Yeah, that second album, it wasn't hitting like that. Hustlenomics, it wasn't popping. It was okay, but it wasn't New Jock City. New Jock City was lit.
That was the cut.
Yeah, that
was the lick.
Yeah, that jungle.
What's up, everybody? It's Lim Gonzalez here, and you can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Jimmy's missing. He's on the carpets.
Doing big things.
A.K.A. Doing Red Carpets. House. You know.
Grow House tonight. Lil Duval's new movie.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. You know, that might be funny.
That might be cool. That might be cool. Shout out to him. Of course. But, you know, we got the original band of characters, the usual suspects with us here, still holding it down, is Robbie McSweeney.
Big Sweeney.
Hey. Robin with the V here. You can find me at B Stays Busy because I stay real busy.
Stay busy.
Yeah, she was late today.
Because I was busy chasing them checks. Thank
Security
you.
Bag.
She's going to talk about two things tonight because that's all she saw.
Oh, you are rude.
I'll play it.
Every time blast me, you know I get dragged enough in the comments.
No, you don't. Ain't nobody you don't.
They be
you.
Praising your
they
name.
They like, oh, keep robbing.
Okay.
Bump off me, limp.
Lies.
Look at the comments and see. You go look and see. And of course, we got Khalil Boo Boo in the building.
What's going on, man? Khalil Boo Boo at Khalil Boo Boo. Keeping the gangster in my pink hoodie.
Right.
That's not
you know
pink.
What I'm saying?
That's like salmon.
Okay, look. Look. Whoa.
That is not pink.
Look, when
that's
I bought it online, it said pink. Yeah. All right.
That's like salmon. That's like salmon.
It's like electric pink.
Look, brother, I am wearing this salmon. You hear me?
That's like American Apparel pink, like American. Electric, it, electric you know, neon pink.
I bought it because I wanted it to match these pink Chuck Taylors I got.
And they don't and
it
match at all.
It didn't because
match
it's not pink.
All.
It's
all right. When you're tired
you gotta
of
get
it,
some
rocking.
Salmon Chucks.
You yeah. pass that on down.
Yeah. No. Pass it on.
That way.
I'm good. And that I got way. This joint on sale.
That way. Word. All right, so let's get into this episode. We saw some new things. I actually kind of like this episode because there were some things that I was waiting to be touched on. Of course,
whoa.
The big
pause.
Of course, the big reveal was Jocelyn and Stevie and the, you know, finding out.
I'd have papping.
You not slurp that in the mouth.
I'd have papping.
Who the baby fathers, which we knew the whole time. Like, let's.
True.
I feel like they drug this out. It's like, come on, they could have said this in the first episode. Like, come on. They try to keep people in suspense, but come on. You
in
know
the case
it was
of little long. Baby Jocelyn.
Right.
Stephen Jordan, you are the father.
Oh, I told you.
You gotta fall out. He ran. He had to run backstage
but
and
wait,
all that.
But wait, why was he taking... Why was he taking her to court before the baby reveal was even... That's the thing I was trying
that
to figure
was
out.
Weird. That was weird.
He was oh, taking no. her to court, oh, no. basically for custody of a baby that he still didn't know was his yet. So my thing
he knew
is,
it was his.
Well, I mean, obviously. So my thing is like, why are you even doing this test if you know it's your baby? That's my thing. It's like, what was the purpose of doing this DNA test, having this done, him denying it's his baby
I've been there.
When
sometimes
he goes to court
know.
For that? But
sometimes
but was,
you just got to know.
But you don't go to, if you don't know, you don't go to court for
yeah, you're
for
not about to demand anything if you don't.
Or go to court for custody, excuse me. You that's just fair. Don't.
Over possibility.
Yeah, exactly. That's the part fair. I was just like, really? Like, you're going to go, you know. I think he
we're
going
to go to court for hypothetical.
Right, exactly. Like I might be the father, so I just might as well put this in action that I'm just going to take care of the baby. Like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Anyway, but that's, you know, it's Love and Hip Hop. It's Love and Hip Hop. But, you know, it was revealed that, in fact,
none
through
of this
the
shit makes sense.
Right, DNA testing, he was, you know, he is the father.
99.9999%.
That's his baby. That's his baby. So now going forward, I'm just curious as to what's going to happen.
He handled that well, by the way. Let me just throw that
I'm
in.
Sorry?
When he found out that it was his baby,
oh,
he wasn't
popped the
like,
bottle. He was going to pop like, a bottle anyway. I mean, you are not the father. Boop. Right. You are the father. Boop. Like, it didn't matter. So what do you mean he handled
well,
it well?
I was just trying to give him an applause for being like, fuck. Because that would have been my responsive. I got Jocelyn
but
pregnant.
I feel like he was prepared for this because the last episode with the house,
he definitely
and
was
like,
he definitely was. He knew
I'm
there.
Getting ready because I might possibly have another
there.
Baby. You
the
know.
Whole time. Come on,
Stevie.
Guys. He knew he has multiple children. He knew the whole time that was his baby. I think this was probably done for the sake of the show.
He knows
maybe
how
to
have a
some,
baby.
You know,
yes, the sauce. He lays that sleazy sauce everywhere.
He got the sleazy
whatever.
Sauce.
He knew it was
got,
his
got
baby.
It all on your cheeks.
And the fact that Jocelyn kept saying, like, no, that's his baby. Like, I felt like, you know, it was his baby regardless. So this was just a formality, the whole DNA testing. Finds out, you know, for sure that he's the baby. Do you all think... What are you doing?
She over here not paying
it.
Attention.
Khalil
oh, my
she
God.
I swear.
I was engaged.
Show. Now you hear
oh
messing
God.
Up
and
commentary.
I'm blasting
and
you know
I'm
what?
On camera, so you know I ain't lying. You go back and check.
Look at the... Roll the tape.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape.
He's touching my phone.
Whoa.
He did it.
Okay.
I said you touching my phone.
Oh, guys, okay. Guys, I have a question, guys. Can we focus here?
Sorry.
Yeah,
all
right.
So
we talking about this bum ass show, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's rude. There's actual people that like this show.
Right. And that's yeah, why we like
we
it because
one
we're
of
super
them.
Fans.
We're one of them.
Exactly. Look. We're commentators of the show.
Y'all, I'm just here
come
to
on,
tell
Khalil.
Jokes. That's it.
Really. That's we know. We know. And we're salmon hoodies.
We're salmon.
Right. But my question is, do you feel, I mean, it's kind of a rhetorical question, but now that it is out for sure, Well, here's the question: do you think that Jocelyn?
I'm like, wait,
are you with us?
Talk about
to
us.
Show
wait,
here.
Wait, because I can multitask over here. And I'm listening to you not ask the question.
Hold on a second. We got live viewers.
Hold on a second.
They got time to be waiting for you.
Hold on a second.
You got a job to do.
All right, you turn that on me. The question is:
people in the chat room are tearing you up right now. They're tearing you up.
All right, the question is,
do you think that
Jocelyn...
Let me tell you that the comments expressed here reflect those of the hosts only and not the rest of us over at yes. AfterBuzz TV.
We're all hosts.
What do you say?
Oh, right, exactly. Anyway. Yeah.
Go.
Listen. Focus. Do you think that Jocelyn is going to allow him to see the
yes.
Game?
Yes, because we synced it on.
We synced it on the shade room. We synced them
playing coy and being chummy on the shade room. So yes, she's gonna let him see the baby.
So her being mad, her hanging out with her brother Kermit, basically that's his name.
Oh, what?
Kermit, her brother,
the boy you call cute.
Yeah, his brother.
His name is Kermit.
You watch
Kermit
that part.
The Frog.
Okay,
Ribbit?
His name is Kermit.
Oh.
It's her brother's name, Kermit, with the little man
bun.
He's
not cute no more.
The man bun. Oh, because his name is Kermit. Why can't his name be Kermit?
I was staring at him, and I was like, oh, he's cute. And then I was like, looking at him more, and I was like, oh, he looked young. And then I was like, now you said Kermit.
And he has a man bun, so now it's just like over.
I like man buns.
Low-key, I've always wanted a man bun.
Yeah. I like man buns, so that's not an offer.
Y'all know
but it's got to be a nice man bun. You got to have that coolie. Like, it can't be like no taco meat in a man bun. No offense.
Taco meat in a man bun?
It has to be like coolie.
You know taco meat, right?
I know what taco meat is, but I
don't
never
know how you get that into a bun.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you can. You can blow dry it, and then, but like, when you sweat, it's
you're talking
it's
about
be...
like Scrappy's struggle ponytail that he's been wearing sometimes.
No, Scrappy got the Odell Beckham. You can't check him going on.
Oh,
right now.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. I like that. Oop, don't hate.
Okay, moving along.
Kermit. Okay, sorry.
So we have this situation with Sierra, and this is kind of spillover right from last episode. But Sierra and her
Mariah,
the one, according to
that's
who was
rude.
That?
I did not say that. They said that last episode.
Oh, okay, then you could.
Yes. It was a quotable. Remember?
Right.
It was a quotable. But we see that there's something with that. So we see Miss Carly, stops by to see Sierra to see, you know, what's going on. She's got to check on everybody, right?
Yeah, of course.
Got to check on
everybody.
She's
a dim mother.
Exactly.
She's so caring and nurturing.
She's so caring of everyone.
She's like, how you doing?
Exactly.
Honey?
Do you need anything?
What is going on in your life?
I mean, you know.
Tell me your deepest, darkest secret that you would never want to get out on nowhere.
And I promise I won't try to not keep it a secret.
I will be your diary, as Alicia Keys once said.
Just bring it off of me. I'm going to be your springboard. It's okay.
Your surprise!
Anyway, so Sierra confides in her and says she kicked Shooter out the house. you know, she's getting all the tea, right? Shooter's out the house. And now also says something to the effect of, how is that that I get caught up in everybody's cheating scandal.
How is that that I just, you know, insert myself into everybody's
cheating? That's like saying, how do I keep getting drunk when I drink all the time? Like, how do you, dumb question. I'm like, why did you even ask that?
Yeah.
Anyway, she is in everybody's business, of course. So she's starting with this. We do see that there is a meeting between Sierra and Mariah that does not go well. I don't know what they thought was going to come of that, but they do meet up to kind of talk about the whole infidelity situation.
Yes, because they're all friends with her.
Right. Super friends. Sierra says...
like the Justice League. Okay, go ahead.
<da-da-da-da>. Super friends. And so Sierra basically starts clowning her, says she has the body of a 13-year-old boy.
That's disrespectful.
That is messed up.
I'm glad you feel that way too.
Okay, when my brother was 13, he ain't look nothing like that. That's rude.
That's rude.
No,
is that offensive
like
of your
that.
Brother? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what he's saying. He's not.
That's
I'm
not
saying
what
it's
I was
rude
saying,
for
though.
All the slim girls out there.
And, no, she 13-year-old, but she has all her baby teeth and her adult teeth all in the same mouth.
Oh,
no,
she has
does.
A lot of teeth. She has a lot.
She does. She does. That she hurt. Does. I'm just saying. That was just an observation. But I'm going to drop that bloop right there. and then Sierra then throws a purse at Mariah. So there's that. So that's the end of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that even happened. Like, I think it was just something to give more to that story.
I'm surprised she just up and left so easily.
Really? What did you think was going to happen?
I thought she was going to try and fight her more. Yes. Like, no. She didn't put up a fight, really.
Well, have you seen those security guards? They're big men.
But also, no. Mariah, what is Mariah going to do? She's little.
No, I mean, Sierra.
She's a 13-year-old boy. What's she going
to
do?
Don't you say that. Did you talk to me in little. That tone of face?
She's little.
That tone of face.
She wasn't going to do anything. That's all I'm saying.
I knew Mariah wasn't going to do anything, but I thought Sierra, the one who's always more. Dripped in 15K
right.
of diamonds and boss, and I thought she was going to boss up. Yeah. I thought she was going to boss up and check the little girl that the 13-year-old...
There was nothing
I
to check.
I think I got $15 on me.
There
right
was
now.
there was nothing to check.
I got 15.
He really did.
Just 15.
He knew.
Not even 20.
Are you dripping $15? What you
baby, I'm dripping $15.
$15.
Hey, this was on sale. It was $15.
Word. $15 all the way around.
Stunting on you broke ass hoes at home.
The part that really irritated me though was when Mariah was just saying like, "Yeah, he gave me all this money and I stacked it up and I saved it." Like, you still not saying how much you saved?
She didn't say
is it $1,000?
First of all, she doesn't have a lot of
money. I'll give her $7,500.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, that's a good amount.
That's a good amount. You
that's
know
close
what I'm
to 10.
Put a little call payment that's, down.
You keep pushing me out of the camera, bro.
Don't be.
Like, back up.
Listen, guys. Guys. Sorry. Listen. I think that whole situation is a waste because, again, this was the thing with her and the whole triangle. I think that this whole situation to me should be a wash because there's no substance in it. There was no reason for them to get together. I can't with y'all.
I agree with you, but I think they had to find some type of closure because the way they left us, it was a cliffhanger for the last episode. So they were like, it was an obligated kind of moment.
Forced the meeting.
Yeah.
That's what I think it was. I agree.
I think that's exactly what that was.
They hit her up. They hit up Sierra. Was like, hey, you got to talk to this girl and wrap this up in the bud. And
it was just a waste. Like, they could have cut that completely out in
they
post.
Really could have. But I guess they decided that, let's put that in there and that'll be
like
end of that.
What you said.
I don't see anything else going on with that, personally. Just saying.
Skirt, next.
Yeah. What I did like this episode was the interaction between Waka and Tammy's daughter, Charlie.
Yes.
They end up going skating. And we've
very
seen
cute.
Yeah,
he
it was very
he busted
cute.
His ass. It was great. He looked good doing it.
It was great. So it was cute. this whole season, Waka messed up. You know, had infidelity issues. Tammy's like, I'm done with it. I'm done with you. And she kind of stuck to. She basically stuck to her guns.
Don't start me.
You know, kind of wouldn't let him do anything. Wouldn't came in the house. She's like, nah, you sleep over there. Supposedly
she's been
they
sticking
took
to
some,
her guns.
They totally
too.
Some, took some strips. And they had fun, and then she became. You guys need to stop.
That was the background music.
She kept, it was the background music, and she kept
had to shut him down.
I was like, "How long is she gonna go?"
I was listening to you with this ear, and
you
then
know
with this
I'm
ear.
To an after show
I'm
here,
sorry.
Guys.
Continue.
Really trying to
no,
do this.
Shout out to Sunshine Anderson.
Shout out to Waka Flocka for using one of the first 10 commandments in the ancient nigga playbook where you use the kid,
oh, the kid.
To be your foot in the door back into your woman's life to fuck it up all over again.
No, don't say that.
Well, look, I'm just here to once again finally, sorry, I put it on ringing, my bad. But once again, Tammy is finally being one of the few women that take the advice that I give every night, which is hold these men responsible, okay? Stop going, checking the girl that he was fucking, or the
girl
that
whatever.
Yeah, she
didn't give any, she gave like, no energy or anything to any woman.
Stop it.
Even when a chick tried to come out and say, I'm the reason why they broke up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys caught that on the Shade Room. And she was just like,
Well, I'm going to tell you like
check
this.
Hold these men responsible, ladies. Please.
I think she definitely... showed that she was not playing anymore. She, you know, turned down all his advances. I don't know, like you said, what happened, you said, in the Shade Room, but she was kind of shutting everything down there, I guess. So I feel like she is basically like, nah, I'm good. And a lot of times, you know, we do see on these shows that they say that and then the guy gets to step back in or whatever, and then the cycle kind of repeats. And she's like, nah, I'm good. And I kind of appreciate that she's holding on
Your guns, girl.
I think she really, like, put the fear in him for him to realize, like, I'm going to lose the best thing that ever happened to
and
me.
And I feel like he's...
My foundation, he's,
He's pulling all of the stops because now he's talking to the little girl.
She's so adorable.
And he's just like, look, I need your help. You know, he's tried everything. He's tried giving her stuff.
He's like, I'll talk to your mom.
Work. Yeah.
You miss me?
Tell her
you
this.
Miss me, right?
You miss me. So tell her that you miss me. And you both should miss me. I thought it was cute. I also, again, even when she's talking to her daughter, you know, when they're in the room and they're talking about Waka, and Charlie says, yeah, you know, I hung out with Daddy and, you know, we went skating and he really wants you back and you should go on a date. And she's like, I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I really appreciate how she's like, oh, he's going to take you to this place. Yeah, she was like, been twice. Right. Oh, he's going to get you all the shoes and bags. Yeah, I have a closet full. She's like, it's not just about the material things. Right. And I like to hear her say that, even though
especially
with all these women,
now,
it just seems like it's all material stuff. Like they're constantly saying what they're doing and boasting and bragging and flexing.
Absolutely.
But I appreciate at that moment that she can sit and tell her daughter, like, it's not.
Exactly.
Like, don't just fall for the dude that's buying you nice things and buying you all the candy at school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's bigger than that. And I appreciated that moment just from a woman's perspective.
Peanut M&M's
who's raising another young lady.
You know, absolutely.
That's what gets you?
And yeah, I think, too, yeah, and just like you said.
I spread them legs with some peanut M&M's.
That's inappropriate.
About.
Well, it's not a family show. Not a family show.
Again.
Sorry.
The comments shared here are those of the host only. Do not reflect AfterBuzz TV's and its affiliates. Thank you.
AfterBuzz TV's. What?
You saying? Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Josh,
our engineer. Shout out. And someone in the chat asked if they're back together, and I think they are.
I was just going to ask you, what was that, Josh? What did you say? Oh, okay.
Hey, Josh.
Joshy. Okay, so I was going to ask you, do you think they're going to get back together?
I think they are.
They are together?
I think currently they are. I saw that on social media.
It'd be great if they got back together.
Every once in a while, you got to just, you know.
Do you think he's learned his lesson or asked that?
I don't know.
I don't have that answer, Sway.
I don't.
Okay.
I think he's learned his lesson, but after a period of time, will it be? I mean, temptation is one hell of a thing. Like,
sure.
And J. Cole said, "Revolution begins inside." If you haven't heard, for your eyes only.
inside.
He's got to change up in here,
right?
Before he can change out here.
Well, he's definitely been in the doghouse for, it seems, appearance-wise, a long time.
Yeah.
So I think he's definitely, he does know, if he was to, and it sounds like they are back together, but if he does get back together or when he does get back together, he's definitely going to know, like, this is it. He's got to be on the straight and narrow. And she's kind of proved that to him, you know, overnight. Even when he tried to get the daughter involved, because obviously that's a soft spot, doesn't matter. Nah, you got to be. And I love how she was like, you know, she said something about the tune of like when you know, the guy doesn't treat you right, you got to make yourself because you're the queen or the princess or something like
that. But she still said break. Either you need a break or you leave.
Yeah,
like, that's the struggle, I think, for most women, period.
But you got to understand, they're not just, you know, together, they're married. Marriage.
This ain't no boyfriend, girlfriend.
This ain't no boyfriend, girlfriend.
This ain't no boyfriend, girlfriend.
Do you understand?
It's not time. Skirt.
Not time. But no, I it's a marriage. And so, you know, I think that there is something more to that. So I think that she is still entertaining it because they are technically married. I do like how he does go to his mother. And she does give him some nuggets
I love his mother.
That he, you know, like he said, I go to her, you know, sometimes I don't like what I hear, but, you know, he knows he's going to get the truth. I feel the same way about my mother. I know if I go to my mom, I'm 99 times out of 100, I'm not going to like what she says today. But she's going to tell me the truth, and it's probably going to be the best advice that I get.
Yeah, plus these type of marriages, relationships, and so forth are not normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're constantly in the spotlight, it's not like our lives.
Sure,
right.
Cause we're just normal people. Yeah. Nobody gives a damn about us. I know, Lim, you, like, think highly of yourself, but I'm saying at the end of the day, we're just normal people, like, everyone in our chats, our viewers, our listeners, and... It's easier said than done, but when you have eyes on you 24/7 and you're in the spotlight and you're going on tour and you're in the artistry, you know, you get it thrown at you 24/7.
Sure.
So it's not a normal relationship or lifestyle.
It's different.
So you have to pick and choose when you want to deal with somebody like that.
And some people argue to say that you're as faithful as your, you know, your options. That's a
someone really said that.
Oh yeah,
someone said
absolutely.
That in the chat.
Yeah, there's people.
You stole that from them.
I did not.
I'm just playing.
No, I'm saying.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't make it up. I'm saying I heard that on several different occasions that people say that you know, you're only as. I mean, I had an artist that I remember talking to, and he was, you know, he's telling me, he's like, yo, man, it's tough out here in these streets. You know, he's like, basically, I can pull away. You know, he's with his girl, and he's like, I could hold up the 99, but that one. Is gonna get
the
through.
Devil is always a working,
you know,
honey.
What I'm saying? That one just may get through, and that's the thing. It's like when you're mm-hmm. an artist or you a celebrity or whatever.
No,
and
it's hard. Hell, even Martin Luther King cheated on his wife.
Up,
and y'all know Martin Luther King is like Superman to black people. Superman. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, he cheated? What?
Yeah, you ain't know that.
What are you talking about? Don't start nothing.
Let's not get on that tangent. He did, though.
Look it up.
He did. It was even in the movie Selma.
They touched on it.
Yeah. But no, he did. He did.
It was in Selma. It was in J. Edgar. It was in...
I just don't want to believe it, okay?
Of course.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry, black people. Sorry.
But again, going back to Tammy and Waka, I like... you know, how that is going. And to be honest, like, if she was to give him another chance, which it sounds like he has, I know that he'll appreciate it. I know if I was in his shoes, I'd be like, ooh, yes.
Because I feel like if he gets another chance, he messes it up, she's gone.
Oh, yo, she's definitely gone.
I think she's making that very clear, and she put that out there. She's setting the tone, like, all right, look,
exactly.
Listen.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
So
it's a wrap, for sure.
Shout out to Tammy. I mean, Tammy and Waka and Rashida and
cute.
Like,
yeah.
They were the two that I was like, okay, they're married.
Right.
They're, you know,
exactly.
I appreciate them.
Exactly. Speaking of marriage, Josh, can we get some thinking music? I want to segue into Khalil, who is going to define marriage.
Yes.
Because that came up in, I think it was a situation with Mariah.
Sierra and Mariah.
It was.
Do you know what marriage is?
Google. Ladies and gentlemen, defines marriage as the legal or formally recognized union of two people mm. as partners in a personal relationship. Mm. To use it in a sentence, a happy marriage. Which we have not seen on this show.
Oh, yeah, we have not seen much of that.
Thanks, Josh.
But then it wouldn't be a show, I suppose.
Wow.
If everything was happy.
Well, it seems like as of right now, the marriages that are happening on the show are not going well. We'll put it like that. You know who I love on this show? And I'm going to love even more. Yes, I'm going to put it out there. I love Tommy.
What?
I love Tommy.
I swear somebody in the chat said I sound like her.
Really?
I didn't know how to feel.
I don't know what it is about Tommy. And I've said... I've said earlier, you know, about her that I really like, you know, her as a you know, her mm-hmm. character or whatever on the show. But I really like, I love how real she is. I love, she's just straight up
she's
real.
Her.
She's her. And even though I don't know what she is trying to do with making wine and you have drinking issues, like, that does not go together.
In all honesty, all jokes aside, like, I'm with it. And it makes sense to me in my head. Like,
it only makes sense if she can actually also help herself and not be an alcoholic.
Did you hear KK though? She was like, that's like a crackhead making crack.
Essentially,
so if she can.
That was a terrible comparison.
But it is, it is.
I mean, I get what she's trying to say.
Yeah, so like.
I'm all for it if she can actually grow from it. If she can grow from it, I'm all for it. But that's just tricky business. Like, if you're trying to overcome something and it's around you 24/7 and you're going to make that your business. I feel like she's going to be drinking a glass of wine going over, you know, the business proposals and 24/7.
Well, first of all, I don't know how how much of a venture this is, you know, her making wine. I mean, we saw him with the, you know, old boy Joe. He was the old white man that she was that was helping her mix, which I actually have friends that are winemakers. And that the room looked legit because they do mix in that room. But the fact she kept calling him the N-word was kind of bothering me.
You know, anytime
she wasn't calling him that, she was using it.
Anytime all people use it in mixed company, I'm like, yo. You know the rules.
Yeah. And I was just feeling it. And he was just like, oh, well.
Yeah, he was like, okay.
Okay, I'm going to go over here.
It's a weird, it's weird degrees to that.
Yeah.
Never.
I don't know. I was just like, Tommy, I love you, but Tommy, come on, Tommy. Joe don't know nothing about that.
Or does he?
Well,
I ain't gonna lie. When Tommy when we got to the end of the episode and she was yelling at Jessica Dime, I was like, I would accidentally get Tommy pregnant.
And regret it the next day.
Well, yeah, I mean, that dress she had on.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was just her, like, going off. I don't know what it
I felt like it was more sophisticated this time for some reason. I felt like she held back.
She was in control.
For a while, And then she's like, you know what? Actually, gone.
Get up out of here. Yeah. No, like, first of all, I feel like KK is kind of her little, I don't know what you call it, guardian.
Guardian angel.
I was going to say angel. Like, guardian.
Fairy godmother?
Fairy god. There we go.
I like guiding that light?
Guiding fairy light.
I think I see
impossible.
Her. She's her fairy godmother.
Impossible.
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 Impossible. I can't sit next to you. I can't. I need to be back over here with you. I can't.
I know. It rubs off on you. So KK, a.k.a. Tinkerbell. So she just kind of, you know, when she was there mixing the wine, she's kind of like, you know, trying to give her heart to heart because she, even though they're friends, she's more like a mother-daughter type thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's like, what do you, you know, you have drinking problems. And, of course, Tommy is like, I don't have no drinking problems. You drink wine every day.
But that's denial.
But that's, that. I still function, you know, which is, it's not the
alcoholics function.
Exactly. There's functioning alcoholics.
To their, their ability of function.
Exactly. And she's just kind of making a case that it's not a big deal.
That's the only thing that I'm worried about. Like, I'm all for the wine venture, but you're not even admitting that you have a real problem.
Yeah.
Which is why you think it's okay to go into the wine business.
Right.
You haven't once said, I have a real life problem. She just said, I just drink. I could drink a little bit. Right. Like, I can drink, have a drink, go off on somebody and still be okay. That was literally what she said in OTF.
Mm-hmm.
On the fly, for those that don't know,
I see you with your productions.
But so that's the part that worries me, because when we're in denial, we're gonna keep making the same mistakes.
Exactly.
It wasn't an OTF; it was actually an interview. OTF would have been in the room as the action was going on.
Okay, production people, can we stop it, please? Anyway,
the interview, they still call that OTF, just so you know.
I'll say this.
Nothing's on the fly in production. Nothing, ever. Thank you. Continue, Lim. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Trying.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I apologize. Trying.
We're doing a show here, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Doing a show. I'm trying to do a show. Keeps layering at times.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I agree with you. And I think KK is looking out for her best interest. I think ultimately.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute that, you know, when Scrap calls from jail. Yeah, I thought it was cute. Like, she was. And she was just like, oh my gosh.
I'm still a thug,
though. Yeah, I'm still a thug.
I'm still a thug.
Like, you know.
Westside.
That's why I like her, because she's so like.
I mean, I like that part, but the whole, like, him calling her, like, I'm confused. Like,
he was congratulating her on her business venture.
I don't know. That's I just think some people are way too easily, like, forgiving. Like, I don't know.
No, she said that she had issues with. But when you like somebody or when you love somebody, you could still not want to mess with them or not want to be with them, but still have feelings.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he was just trying
I'm genuinely proud of you.
That's it.
Because you ain't got no job and you ain't got shit going for you. And you said it for yourself on national television, and now you out here making a way.
Side note.
Oh, you
go, girl. I was trying to grab it and I couldn't grab it.
See,
I was trying
to messing up.
This is another person that don't need to go into alcohol.
Okay,
ventures.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Well, for those in the chat, you can easily get drunk off our wine.
Again, if you look at the tape, I'm looking at the camera. So, like, I'm trying to grab it.
He was staying in character.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I dropped it.
But for real though, I just a side note. There's a couple of side notes I have, and then we're gonna close out. But a side note,
we didn't cover the whole episode.
Can we hold on? All right.
have some side because you're doing the show, and we doing the show. I don't know what show we on
because y'all doing a different show. Dang it!
You're damn right.
You know what?
I'm gonna be quiet.
This is the Khalil and Robin show. Thank you for joining us.
Wait. Those of you that want to
special guest tonight. The host has wandered off the subject. Please return at once.
Our systems detect that the host has wandered off the subject. The host has wandered off the subject. Oh my gosh, that's lit. Where'd you get that from?
That's dope. Okay.
Who was it?
Okay, check it out.
You.
Check it out. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, as I was saying, when he called, scrap call from jail, there was a name. So I'm assuming that's his you know,
PO.
Government name. You think PO? I'm thinking government name, but then he has a cell phone in jail.
You know what I was thinking? And this
you know
random.
They always got cell phones in
they
jail.
Do,
they smuggle them things.
My homeboy's in jail, and he be texting me off his cell phone.
Stop
but
it.
It's like, I'm not bullshitting.
No, they have Facebook pages, too.
I'm not bullshitting. Yes, he has a Facebook page. And, like, he posts his pictures, like, with him in jail.
No lie.
In his cell?
Dead ass. Wow. Wait, someone asked a production question.
Oh, okay.
Della Crema Della. I think I said it right. I don't know. Okay, they said, notice how the bottles were all turned the other way. The labels, and they're asking, is that just for TV? And it's absolutely just for TV.
Totally.
You have to, what is it called? Greek?
Yeah.
You have to Greek.
But you can't, like, really Greek, like, liquor bottles. It's hard to pull it. Greek means you pull the label off. And you can't really.
But that would go for anything. Coke, Sprite, you know, anything that you don't have bottles, a promo anything. Deal with.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
you see it all
on.
The time in reality TV.
Yeah.
Usually they kind of put tape over it. Or
yeah, they'll tape
like
it a little blur.
Even shirts, blur. Hats. So, like, if you
big
see,
logos.
Like, a piece of black tape.
Right.
It's called gaff tape. Like,
right.
Over a hat or a shirt.
Yeah.
And it's covered,
yeah,
like,
because
a
if
Nike
it's a Nike
logo.
Hat, right. You got to pay Nike.
Right.
And you don't have to pay Nike. It's, they don't want
to.
Well, it depends.
You would
on
have
what
to.
Promote for Nike, like, basically.
Because then Nike's going to come for them.
Right. Anyway, thank you for the production question, which took us a
minute. Lim is
off.
So not having it.
Technically, we were still on the show.
Oh, okay. What would you like to talk about, Khalil?
I really have to pee, so if we can wrap this up.
You know what?
Thank you, Josh. Do it again. All right, guys, that's been our show.
No. All right, no. The other thing I wanted to point out. Because I was really excited.
Go.
Is Jock had a song out. And he was actually rapping.
He was rapping.
We ain't seen him rap since he's been on Love & Hip Hop.
That's why we used it. Yeah.
Before then, I would even say. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the name of the song. They did show it, like, on the VH1. Yeah. It's going to be on the VH1 family album or something. But what were you going
to
say?
You know what I wanted to bring up, and I kept forgetting week after week.
Yeah.
Love & Hip Hop has a game, ladies and gentlemen. There is an app for Love & Hip Hop, and there is a game.
Like a character,
it was a commercial.
You
like,
can be the characters?
I don't know how it works. I didn't download
like
it for myself. But that's what I'm thinking. Is it Sims? And, like, if you a dude, like, you try to fuck as many chicks as you can without getting caught?
No.
Like, how does that... And you gain points? Like, how does the game... What do you do? Like, do you go in the studio? Yeah, do you record? Because we don't see that on
the
show.
Okay, so we need to research that and have answers for next
week.
Yes,
there's an app.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
Okay. Word. Khalil. Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing.
I thought you were going to tell me what it was about.
Right.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Maybe our live chat people can maybe say no.
Oh, yeah. And I know it's Tommy's own product, but still, there's legalities about that.
With that.
So
but usually they let them get away with it sometimes.
It might not be official. You know, her labels might not be official.
Right. Well, they do have a lot. If you have, like, your own brand, I've seen that. Like, what was it? We stay ballin', Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Wait, sing that again? So how's it go?
Was that the remix?
Lim. We stay ballin'. Ballin'. That's what you was trying to... Ballin'.
That's not what I did.
We stay
ballin'. I swear to God.
Wait,
well,
no,
where
did you hear
this?
Okay,
what year was
this? Yeah.
That's the remix.
Can I get out? We're almost done with time.
Go.
He had his, he had his label. He had his shirt. He had his shirt line and his hat. Vampire something.
Yeah, but that's something he worked out with.
That's
what
I'm saying. I'm just giving the other point.
Tommy did.
I know that. The question was asked. And so I'm saying there are times that they can promote their product, and then they're all over the place.
It's got to be, like, a legit, like, product, like product. Paperwork, all kind of stuff. Like, we don't know the ins and outs of Tommy's line yet.
Obviously, we're off that. I was just.
I'm not arguing with you. Why are you yelling at me?
I was giving an example. To
I'm
let
with
you,
know. You. Oh my God.
We all want this up.
Okay. Real quick.
I'm done talking.
Okay. Quotables, real quick, and then we'll close up. Quotables. Boom, Khalil. Oh, can we get the news and gossip music? Because I like that with quotables. Okay, boom.
So I'm getting in the character.
Okay, you're getting in the character.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I don't throw drinks. I whoop bitches' ass in real life. Ho.
Wait, who was that?
And scene.
That was Jessica Dime.
That was Jessica Dime.
That's right. Ladies at and the gentlemen. End. At the end. At the end. Okay.
Okay, my
what
turn.
You got, Robert? Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank yes. you. Thank you.
Okay, I think I'm going to do good this week. This ain't no boyfriend, girlfriend stuff. We married. Do you understand what married means?
She don't.
Do you? That was Sierra.
That was so good.
Okay.
That was so good.
I kind of said mine already, but...
Do it again.
Oh, wait, hold on. And so this one is... So,
don't.
Yeah, go ahead and get your information and then slap her afterwards. That was Carly Rae, by the way, talking to old girl Sierra.
Real quick, we got Scott Patterson in the chat. He said that the Love and Hip Hop game is basically Sims for the Ratchets. You can be your own character and gain points by doing different activities.
Do they let you have sexual activities on this? On that game too, Scott?
That's definitely one of the activities. It probably gets you the most points.
That
under having a baby.
Oh, wow.
You can go on dates, get studio time, and hang with friends. Yeah, it is Sims.
That sounds crazy. Well,
shout out to Sky. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott Patterson. Appreciate it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We want to thank everybody in the live chat.
Seriously.
We want to thank these people over here.
Ooh, these people. Whoa. What do you mean, these people?
What you mean, these people, bruh?
We need more.
Catch me outside.
I'm holding back.
Catch me outside. How about that? How about that?
Y'all made it so hard for me today. And it's like, we had like one less person. And like, I couldn't even get it in. Like, usually it's like, okay, let me.
I can't sit over here anymore.
We got Jimmy V.
You got me in trouble.
We be chilling.
You got me in trouble.
Okay.
You know? Anyway. I appreciate y'all for watching the Khalil and Robin show with our special guest, Lim Gonzalez. It's always good. We appreciate the love, brother.
Oh, you just gonna walk in front of my camera? You gonna walk in front of my camera?
You better duck. You could have waited. But anyway, that has been our show. You can find us online. You can find me personally at Khalil Abubu on Twitter and Instagram. Robin.
With a V. You can find me at B Stays Busy. That's B-I-Z-Z-Y at the end, okay?
Make sure you like and comment and share everything at AfterBuzz TV. You know what I'm saying?
Look at Lim Space. Can you cut to Lim Space?
Over here. So make sure to like, share, comment. Keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
Lim, when can the people find you?
Exclusive. All day, every day.
At the Poet Saint on Twitter and Instagram. Shoot him a tweet. Shoot him a DM. Shoot him an Instagram.
Snap him. Snapchat. He's avid now on Snapchat.
All right, guys. That's been our show. Thank you so much. Ratchet Mondays. Ooh.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Look,
yeah, you did get one.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.